Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim in the Sefer HaKadosh Eretz Tzvi, the Tshuvas of the Heilige Kozhik Lava Rebbe, the Kozhik Lava Rov, the Rosh Yeshiva Yeshivas Chachmei Lublin, Rabbi Tzvi Firma Hashem Yinkom Damo, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, and we're learning Simon Samech in the Sefer. This is a letter that he wrote in the year Tavresh Pei Dalid, which dates it exactly 100 years ago, to the Ger Rebbe. And the shir should be a special schus for Avi Marinimi Marasi Sheyichyu, schus Ama Yoshev B'tzion, particularly the Chayalim, the Chatufim, Gula Megan Riela Mata Medvora, and Moshe Beshtai, so Moshe Mordechai, Abdiya Kratka Shlita, Mechol Anu V'Meleim, Nechagidu Bas Reb Chaim Tzvi, Mechol Anu V'Meleim, and the Nishma Asmer says, Bas Reb Chaim Tzvi, Ratzana Techaz Reb Meir Zev, Shul Pinchas Ben Reb Yaakov Tzvi, Ratzana Zish Reb Yosef. And he writes, Lechvot, Kedusha Asharav, Hagoin HaKodosh, Pe'er Ador, V'chulei V'chulei, Ha'admo Harav Tzadik Migur Shlita. כאשר כבוד קדושה זו השליטה, בקרניץ, הביע לפני רצונו התור, לדעס כדוס מהלאסריס, בניין קבול השבס ותפילס מנחס, you see the godless of the ארץ צבי, that the Ger Rebbe is asking him shilas, the Ger Rebbe was a Gana Gainim, he had thousands of svarim in his library, which he would go through from cover to cover, and I remember that he put his name, he'd sign his name at the end, and tell himself that he learned through the Sefer, and he had a tremendous amount of Yedias and Gaonis, and that whole family, the Sfasemis, the Chdusharim was a Gana Goinim, the Sfasemis was a Gana Goinim, his grandson, and his son, the Imre Emes, and then the Imre Emes' sons, the Bais Yisroel, the Leif Simcha, the Pnei Menachem, were all tremendous, tremendous heads, and their children. And today we know what's going on in Gur. It's very, very happy, very samech, very loving. In any event, it's Hashem, Oysa Shalom B'mro, Huyasa Shalom Aleinu. There's a great kishronis in that family, in the Alter family. So the Ger Rebbe is asking questions of the Eretz Tzvi. He says, what should I do about Kabbalah Shabbos and Tfilas Mincha? Hinei latziya masha kasafti b'onye b'inyin zeh b'siyata d'shmai l'asus zoyin tzadik. So I'll give you from what I wrote in my chidushim to do the ratzon of the tzadik about regarding what to do about Kabbalah Shabbos. And here's the issue. Me'oidi, this v'zeh lishoni b'chidusha. This is what I wrote in my chidushim. מאוידי אני נובריך בניין קבולס תויסף השבס שהוא מיצס אסי דוי רייסו מצורך לקבול תויסף השבס קודם בין השמושס כמו שכסי ורן ביצו בשולחנו יחר חיים סיום רייסה המחל עושי בייס צורך שיבד היום so there's a mitzvah דוי רייסו of תויסף השבס which should be a good shear in and of itself we'll take that as a given a mitzvah אסי of תויסף השבס it has to be before בין השמושס it has to be ועד היום as we see in the ran in the שולחן עורך in 261-2. והיום שמסיים אין מנחה ברוי בוטי מדרושס ובוטי כנסיוס וגם בשתי ולך אחר שקיע שחמו. It's an interesting historical fact that in Europe, Russia and Poland, they would routinely finish mincha after shkia. They would daven mincha after shkia. Even on Erev Shabbos. Rav Harfinis discusses this in his Sefer on the Zmanim, where he talks about Zman Mincha. So I grew up, I was a Pashit Mishnah Berurah, you finish, no Shaila, you finish Mincha before Shkia, that's it, you gotta make the Shkia, do everything you can before Shkia, like that Shkia is the final buzzer, as they would say in sports. But then I got a little older, and you see it's not so Pashit. There are many days that you can daven until tzeis. You can even daven mincha until tzeis, till erev. Tfilas mincha ad erev, like it says in the Mishnah. There's a beautiful tshuva about this. We once learned, we have recorded shir from the Heiliger Kloisenberger, Zeche Tzadu Kodesh Levrocha. He's mispali on someone who says you have to daven by Shkia. Ma pitom. So many sources that you can daven until after Shkia, until later, even until Tzeis. And that taka was the minhag in many places. I remember once I was in Manhattan and I was in a certain shul. I was so upset. Like, lechatchila, they make mincha after Shkia. Like, well, why would you do that? Just make it before Shkia. And on one hand, I didn't want to miss minyan. On the other hand, I didn't want to daven after Shkia. But Lamai said that that's the way it was in Europe, in many places in Europe. They used to daven after Shkia. They would daven mincha. And if that's the case, then how are you mekabel Tosefes Shabbos? If you're mekabel Shabbos before Shkia, then it's already Shabbos. You can't daven mincha. And if you're not mekabel Shabbos and you daven mincha with everyone else, then you're not doing Tosefes Shabbos. Because Tosefes Shabbos is by day. And now it's already Bein Hashmah. Now it's already after Shkia. Bein Hashmah is L'das HaGoinim. That's a goinim. Bein Hashmasha starts at Shkia. What we call Shkia. Right, we know that there's two Shkias and Rabbeinu Tam is much later. But Al Kopanim, if you hold Shkias at what we call Shkia, the first Shkia, and then it's already Bein Hashmasha's, as Matayata, when are you going to be Makabal Shabbos? You're having Makabal Shabbos before Shkia, and you're only down Mincha after Shkia. Mekabel Shabbos before Shkia, it's Shabbos, you can't daven mincha anymore. Mekabel Shabbos afterwards, after you daven mincha, then it's already too late. You were in Mekabel Tosefes Shabbos. So what to do? That's the quagmire. V'nirel aniyus daiti eitzel lezeh. Mekabel Shabbos al tenai. So the Eretz Tzvi, one of his unique qualities and character traits was that he could totally think out of the box. V'nirel aniyus daiti eitzel lezeh lekabel Shabbos al tenai. So he says, machte tenai, make it tenai, make a condition, a stipulation. Yim halacha kagoyinim de bein hashmoshes maschim metchilas shkiyas hachamo mekabel tekev Tosefes Shabbos. V'yim halacha de rabbeinu teker rabbeinu tam de bein hashmoshes ein maschil ad gimel milen v'raviyach al shkiyas hachamo. V'kach kosav b'shulchan aruch b'simin rei samach aleph. V'chein pasuk v'shulchan aruch harav, simin rei samach aleph, simin shin lamed aleph. Ach basidu shlo pasuk ha-goinim, k'ma shiksavti le'el. V'kaz sham dinu zeyle, in choshin klal divrei chok, amal rabbeinu tam ein shal. V'chein da'as ha-ramban b'tar yisodim v'ran b'as magwa yishon ha-kibtzim komi v'orona b'sefer minchas kain. So, you make it tonight like this. If the halacha is like the ga'anim that Bein Hashmasha starts at the beginning of Shkia, so you're makabel Tosefes Shabbos earlier, beforehand. And if the halach is like Rabbeinu Tam, that Tosefes Shabbos is 3 1/4 mil after Shkia Sachama, that it's much later, like an hour or so after Shkia, and so Paskins is Shulchan Aruch, and Shulchan Aruch Harav in one place, and his Siddur, he says something else. And other many Rishonim Paskin like that. That's why, you know, those who keep Rabbein Zman, Rabbeinu Tam, and Motzei Shabbos. So it seems such a chumrah. But that's the Shulchan Aruch and many other Paskin, many Rishonim Achronim. To keep Zman Rabbeinu Tam, and his Bein Hashmasha starts much, much later. U'makabel Tosefes Shabbos, Shnei Minutim Kodim Bein Hashmasha Rabbeinu Tam. So if the halacha is like the Goinim, you're Makabel Shabbos then. And if the halacha is like Rabbeinu Tam, then you're Makabel Shabbos much, much later, 2 minutes before the Tosefes Shabbos of Rabbeinu Tam, which if you go outside and you look at what it looks like at that time, by Rabbeinu Tam's Tosefes Shabbos, it's black outside, it's dark. That's the famous Shaila. How can Rabbeinu Tam hold that it's still daytime when it's dark outside? Okay, there are answers to that. They weren't the rabbis weren't blind, Baruch Hashem. But Al Kopanim, that's going to be the Tanai, and then you can daven mincha. You can chapi yochel espal mincha. Then you mincha derabbanan alacha kidevrei mekel. So it's beautiful. Mincha is derabbanan. You can be mekel. And what's the kula? And therefore, that's why Linyan Tefillah, that David Kamarvit, David Kamarvit, right? You can do by, you can daven by plag, or like Rabbi Yehuda, or you can daven until Adalaila, like the Chachamim. Why? Because Safik Drabanan Lakula, like the Shagas Arya writes in Siman Gimel. And with this, we can parenthetically be poshet the Safik, we can resolve the doubt of the Gagoin and Oda B'Sha'arim and Siman Tes. When you do a mitzvah, mitzvah Safik Drabanan Lakula, you can make a bracha also. Because here you're davening 19 brachas of Shemoneh Esrei, mitzvah Safik Drabanan Lakula. Right. In other words, since it's derabban and David kamaravid, and therefore you can even daven later. Maybe it's already night. Maybe you're not allowed to daven after plag, but it doesn't matter. Suffik derabban on the kula. You can even make brachas. That's the kula. And that's the Magen Avraham and Kufnan Tesiv Katan Tesvav. That when you're neutral yadayim, mitzat suffik derabban on the kula, you're allowed to make a bracha of alantilas yadayim. And there's also Tosis and Menachas, Tav Samach Vav Amad Aleph, that you're allowed to count Sefiras Ha'am, Yerbein HaShmashas, and make a bracha, Safik D'Rabban and Lekula. So you see, Safik D'Rabban and Lekula allows you to make a bracha. So you see Da Mincha. You're Makabel Shabbos earlier, but since it might not be Shabbos yet, it might be a Shabbos might only start Zman Rabbeinu Tan. So if Shabbos starts beforehand, so you're already Makabel Shabbos before night, before what we call Shkia. And if Rabbeinu Tam and all the other Rishonim are right, then you're only Mekabel Shabbos later, and you can daven Mincha on that tzad, on the tzad that the Mincha that you can daven Mincha until much much later, like Zman Rabbeinu Tam. Kach Kasev B'Sidah Rav D'Mutl Espal Mincha Ben Hashmash Misafik D'Rabban LaHakel. So you can daven mincha ben hashmashos mitzat sofik brother rabban and lahaka like the Siddur HaRav, the Baal HaTanya writes. And therefore you can be samech on Rabbeinu Tam, that it's not yet ben hashmashos and there's no Shabbos yet. So you can still daven, because there's no Tosef for Shabbos. L'ni melacha d'araisa, don't do melacha. Because sveka d'araisa l'chumra, maybe like the goinim, who could ask HaRav v'Siddur. So again, when it comes to malacha, stop doing malacha a few minutes before shkia. And be makabel Shabbos al tanai. Maybe it's already Shabbos for me. What about davening mincha? It's not too late to daven mincha. Because maybe you're allowed to daven until mincha for like another hour or so. Until ben hashmas or ben utam. And you make it tonight that then I'm a Kabbal Shabbos 2 minutes before the Shabbos of the Ben Hashmasa or Ben Utam. And therefore I'm still allowed to Dam Mincha. I still have plenty of time to Dam Mincha. So then you're good on both ends. You're a Makabal Shabbos with Tosef Shabbos. And there's also a tzad that it isn't yet Shabbos. And mitzad that, you can still Dam Mincha. And you can Dam Mincha. Mitzad Safik D'Rabban Al-Hakal. Safik D'Rabban Al-Hakal. As you Dam Mincha. Even though it might not no longer be Zman Mincha. This is a good, clear Eitza. Vegami shehidlik neirois ba'atzmoi v'rotze lotzis l'dasa b'hag d'bad loko choshev kabbalah Shabbos yochol gam kin lahasnois. And you can also, even if you're lighting candles, you can also make it tonight. V'yochol espal mincha charkach, make this tonight, light your candles, and then make the tonight that we just said. Maybe it's already Shabbos, but maybe it's not, and I'm davening and davening mincha mitzvah that it's not yet Shabbos. V'nir lan yustaiti od diyachol lehasnis kein pam achas al kol yimei chayiv di malacha gonim yachol avtami tosef Shabbos shnei minut kodem shkias achamiv malach brevin otam. You can make one tonight for your lifetime. Somebody wrote a book some time ago, not so long ago, maybe a year or two ago, about all in Yoni Tanai. The shaila is, sometimes you have to make it, do you have to make it Tanai every single day? Or is it enough to make one tonight for a lifetime? Like these, they say, the beginning of davening, right? Every time I say Shem Havai, it's printed in the Siddurim. Like, Avana Shabi, Hayo V'yeh, Adonai Kol, I say Elokim Taku Ba'echolus Ba'akolus Kulam Ilus Kol Ilus Sibus Kol Sibus. Say Shem Adnus Adonai Kol. So do you have to say that every day? Maybe it's enough once in a lifetime. Every day you put a people put on Rabbeinu Tam. This is make a Tanai. If Rashi's correct, Rashi, Rabbeinu Tam, I don't want to be over in Baal Tosif. So do you have to say it every day, or is it enough once in a lifetime? So here there it says you can say it once in a lifetime. Kol Yimei Chayiv, is a goyinim, then Shabbos should be chal 2 minutes before Shkia. And the halacha is like Rabbeinu Tam, then it should be chal 2 minutes before the Shkia of Rabbeinu Tam. And that's for a lifetime. And then Rabbeinu launches into a short discussion of how he gets 2 minutes. And he makes a cheshbon based on the Gemara, which we're not going to get into. And that's really a machlokas haposkim. How much you need for Tosefes Shabbos. So here he says the shear of 2 minutes. Maybe that'd be another good topic to discuss what the shear of Tosefes Shabbos is. But here he says 2 minutes. It's not clear in the poskim. And then he gets into launches into a new discussion about Breira. We know there's a machlokas yesh Breira, ein Breira. So he maybe if this condition that he makes is tali in Breira. So then you get into big trouble because we pass in b'day raisa ein Breira. So that, sweet friends, is our topic of discussion, Amir Tzashem, for the Hemshech Hashir, where he brilliantly goes into the various Gemaras about Breira, and he makes everything good. So please stay tuned. Ube'ezer Hashem Yizbarach, Ritzos Hashem Darkeinu. We will continue, but in the meantime, we have an Eitzah, which I have felt myself at times, you know, when davening... Or I daven sometimes on Mincha and Erev Shabbos. So by the time they're done with Mincha, it could be already Shkia, maybe a minute past Shkia. So what about it? Always bothers me. What about the Tosefes Shabbos? So here we have an Eitzah Tova, which is brought down in various Sfarim. I saw Busha Weiss brings it down in his Sefer. One of his minchas ashus, many other people bring this down. So Bezrat Hashem, anachnu bli neder namshich, and please stay tuned. I thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom.